It's time now for our Farm Diary series, and today Greg Muller pays a visit to Lisa and Daniel's dairy farm. They were both doing some work around the house using some pretty impressive machinery.
Oh, hi Lisa.
How's the spud digging?
Good.
Yeah?
Cold.
We've got our mess cleaned up there.
Yeah, no, I noticed. Yeah. And Lisa, what have you been doing this morning?
Housework and gardening. I finally finished that job I started last time we spoke.
You said housework, but when I turned up here, you were just putting down the chainsaw.
Oh, I was pruning some trees. I love my chainsaw. It's only a little one.
Okay.
It's a gear one. It's not heavy, and it's one of those easy pull start ones, so you don't have to sit on the ground and pull it until your arm falls off. Just give it a little pull and it starts first off. It's kind of like, I don't know, an attachment. I know it's weird, I'm a girl and I shouldn't, but I don't know, it empowers me, I think. That's how I feel when I use it.
Your baby's going to love power tools, isn't it?
It probably should, probably will. It'll probably be feeling all the vibrations and all the noises already, I'd say.
Otherwise it's already deaf. I'm finding I'm getting bored very easily, so I'm looking for things to do. So I'm like, I'll just pick out my chainsaw, I'll just chop this, and then before you know it, I've chopped that, chopped this. And then what happens is I get a pile of sticks, which probably sit there for probably a month until Daniel says, oh, you're always starting jobs and you're never finishing them.
You said that last time, but I'm pretty impressed. You did finish up the front.
Yes, we did all that. No, yeah, that did all was, that yesterday.
That was me that cracked the whip here. And
don't think so.
Of that.
That's a fib. Don't believe him.
No, I haven't seen this tractor here before.
Take it away, honey. It's your machine.
It's a Fendt. It's a couple of years old, and it does all our mowing and spraying and all the paddock work, really.
And what's it doing in the front driveway of your house today?
I'm hoping to pull out a few trees in the garden for Lisa.
It looks a bit overkill.
Well, it might be just a bit.
So which is the tree you're going to pull out?
Oh, just those trees along the fence line, because we want to move a fence. Put a calf paddock in for the calves next spring. Yep. So just get the calves out of the shed.
Yeah.
They've been using this temporarily for the last 3 years. So basically we bring the milk up here, but there's 45 in that in that little shed, so ideally, if we could get at least sort of half of them out into the paddock, it would take the pressure off the confined space, less disease and all that.
Why do you need a calf paddock?
Well, it's kind of like needing a nursery for a baby, really, because, you know, you take them off their mums when they're sort of 12 hours old, and it's imperative that they get, you know, warm, clean milk, and the colostrum, the first feed, is full of antibiotics, so it'll keep a lot of illnesses at bay, so it's good to have them all in one spot, so when you come and feed them all, you can keep an eye on the sick ones if you've got any sick ones. And
as for the paddock, though, we'd like to, get the calves out of the shed and get them onto grass a bit while still feeding them, so it's not a huge jump from the shed to straight out pasture.
So your calves usually start eating grass about 2 weeks old, 2 to 3 weeks old. So it's good to have that in their diet, gets their rumen all functioning properly.
So have you finished all your calving this season?
Yes. Yep. Yes, we got rid of our last calf at the market on yesterday. Feisty little thing she was too. I'd imagine it'd be a good price. They're selling quite well, little bobby calves.
How's the dog settling in? Looks pretty happy.
She's she entertains herself, put it that way.
I don't know if you heard that song on the radio that by Gautier, somebody that I used to know. Every time it comes on the radio, Misha just starts howling.
So she's even got her favourite song.
Yeah.
Yeah. She might hate it though, we're just not sure.
She always looks a bit sad after it.
It is a sad song though.
Yeah, she's not your typical cattle dog, I don't think. She realises occasionally when she's out in the paddock that she's there to chase cows, and she'll chase them flat out, and then you'll call her off, and then she'll go off and chase the butterflies and pick up sticks, and half an hour will go past and she realises, oh, I'm supposed to be rounding up the cows, and she'll bark at them again. Won't ya? Hey?
And she just wants to be in the cab listening to pop music.
Yeah. I used to know somebody.
Got to hear with someone I used to know ending today's Farm Diary, and that song was for Misha the cattle dog, who was probably singing along. Greg Muller speaking there with dairy farmers Lisa and Daniel Parker.